100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week is train, so we'll get with the stories after I ramble a bit. We've got one new toilet, we'll see how it works, and if it works well, we'll replace the other one. The two toilets were brand new, however, they were, well, wimpy, and constantly clogging. So, get an auger and get new toilets. I did get a drain snake, but you know how those don't work on toilets and they just scratch things up. Let's see what else. Got a microwave cart for the kitchen, so a little more counter room now. And some chairs and other stuff, and got to buy yet another chair and set a few things up. The benches are out of the garage, and we'll put some shelves in to make some room. Ripping out shelves to put in shelves, you know. I may put some shelves on the other side, too. I haven't decided yet. Anyway, a little bit here and there. Things will get done eventually. So, anyway, let's go ahead and get moving, and, oh, Mist is coming to say hi to me. I'll pet her for a while you listen to the stories.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is just called Welcome. So, welcome to Newtown Manor. He pauses and smiles. There's a train station nearby. It's unused. The ticket office is in our grounds. When the house was built, our ancestors had the village moved. The quickest escape would be to walk down the path following the old tracks. That said, I'm happy to drop you in town if any of you want to leave. This is my brother, and since our parents died, we live here alone. It was nothing sinister, old age, but it has left us financially secure and potentially in a position to create something very special here. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard. And for once, I'm recording this at a fairly sensible time. It's called Railway Lines. I'm writing this on the train. It's a good way to kill the time between departure and arrival, and it's surprising how even the longest journey can seem to fly by. Some might prefer to gaze out of the window, snooze or read. I've tried them all. Had to, really. When the job meant travelling for hours on end, most days of the week. Then we discovered online meetings, and the travelling stopped. The writing didn't, although somehow it seems I never have the time these days. So it's good to be back on the train, getting creative. Once again, I'm done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 939 with the prompt of train. I know I made a big deal when Tom disappeared. And I realized that recently, or I don't know how long it's been, that Arturo Bragiano has not been participating, a long-time participant. If you're listening, Tura, you are missed. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert and his parents walked to their car in silence. He wondered what Sabrina was going to do now that her only relative was dead. Could she live by herself in Bomilda's meadow? Once inside the car, Bilbert's father broke into his train of thoughts and asked, "Are you going to tell us what happened, son?" "Sorry, Dad," he said, swallowing a lump in his throat, and went over the entire story. I want to see Sabrina in the hospital, Bilbert said when he was done. His mother grimaced. Not yet. You need to give her a chance to rest. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my stories this evening are called Penny a Point and 855, The Stripes Rule. I grew up a mile and a half from the city of New Orleans tracks. On very still nights, you could hear it move down the tracks. One of the joys of being a kid was taking rapt interest in semi-destructive acts. Take flattening copper pennies on train tracks. Not as easy as one would think. The speed and weight of the train played critical factors in perfectly squashed coins. Also age. Secondly, even if you found the best location on the rails, finding the pennies was another matter. Multiple squashes ruined the aesthetic. I have no idea where those pennies went. Story 2. The United Mine Workers was a serious badass union. Gave the Teamsters a run for the honors. You had to be hecka strong to free yourself from an unseen glass box. Find your way around invisible walls. They never lost an invisible tug of war. Never wants to be lifted into heaven by non-existent balloons. Go toe-to-toe with a man who could lift an impossible bag. Try that after 15 beers. Sadly, the mine workers isn't what it used to be. Striking with imaginary lead pipes just doesn't cut it. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I bet they never trained you how to deal with this, did they? Oh yes, you can kill a man with your bare hands. Survive in the wild with no food or shelter. Sneak up and overcome an enemy before they even know you're there. I know they train you to resist any kind of torture, giving away nothing but your name, rank, and serial number. And I'm sure you're very good at it too. But they never trained you for this. And it's going to last the rest of your life. So just say, I do, and kiss me.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Train the mind, train the body, row, 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 and that was the deal. Resurface after a downfall. Get up and walk, get up and run, go, go, go. But he didn't want to go, go, go. He didn't want to get up, and he definitely didn't want to resurface. He didn't mind the rowing, though. After rowing away for hours, he landed at a beach. Nice, seagulls in the background. He could get used to this, he thought, until his coach showed up. How? GPS, my son. GPS. Why do you think I gave you that gadgety little watch? And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
We tied the principal to the train tracks. Then we went to the all-night Taco Bell. Over Nacho Supremes, we laughed and challenged each other to suck down one hot sauce packet after another. We painted the parking lot with our vomit and stumbled back to the tracks. A whole area was swarming with twisted metal and men in hazmat suits. A train pulling chemical tankers had derailed. "They'd been exposed," said a sheriff in a gas mask, pointing at the vomit on our shirts. We were stripped, hosed down, had blood taken and tested, and kept for observation overnight.
Well, that's it for today's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. Although it's not really today's, it's this week's. I should get that right. Anyway, the topic was train, and you heard a bunch of stories. And the next topic is a pick two. Still, officer down, random action, 1, 2, 3, pure, and you never know. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this and being a little patient with all the things going on with me. This week, it's a threefer. Getting a thing checked out on my arm to make sure I don't have some sort of skin cancer. I've got to get my medication re-upped, even though they always have it run out right before the meeting. And the dentist to take a look at the ever-present annoyance in the upper left part of my jaw. They haven't fixed a damn thing in a year. So, yeah, I'm happy. Things get a little better, and then whatever happens. Oh, and I gotta pick out some furniture in the living room. Or I don't know what this room is. I have no idea what labels anything applies to any. But Mist is sitting on my hand, making it hard to type. So thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.